Stadium in Hickory, North Carolina. This is the Tax Slayer pregame show on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. My name is Noah Adcock-Howeth. Last night, the Green Jackets getting their first ball game here in Hickory since April of 2019, as it's the Crawdads' first season down in the Carolina League after spending each of the last four seasons as the High A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. And they got the home slate started with a bang. For the first time in 16 years, the Crawdads toss a no-hitter here at home at Franz Stadium, going 4-1-4 on the pitchers. The combination of Camden Perry, William Prevett, and Jabriel Eastley got the job done. The Green Jackets mustered just one base runner in total, a third-inning walk from Luis Sanchez against the aforementioned Camden Perry. It was as quiet as we've ever seen this offense. The Green Jackets were no-hit for the first time since April of 1996, having gone 29 years between no-hit endeavors. It's up to Winston Sawyer and co-hitting coaches Garrett Wilkinson and Ruben Gotay to get the offense back on track today. A very new-look lineup tonight, especially in the lower half of the order for Augusta. And on the first of five consecutive weeks that will have an education day for the Green Jackets, it's time to get things going rather early. These games can be very difficult, especially on young players and young pitchers especially. We noticed that last year. It felt like every education day we played, Cade Keeler got the start, a self-proclaimed non-morning person. He was not thrilled with that option. But so instead, it's Jeremy Reyes today, making his 2025 debut on the hill. Reyes, a big-time riser last year in the prospect system, did a great job of being able to step up across both the FCL and a brief time with the Green Jackets. But after just three appearances with Augusta, his last coming on July 2nd, Reyes was shut down with shoulder issues, and he did not pitch for the rest of the season. Talking to Jeremy, he made it clear he thought he could have gotten back to throw late in the year, but there was no reason to rush him when he had already hit his career high in innings, and they're such a young arm. The Braves have been plagued by injuries at times this year. Reyes ended up throwing 36 and two-thirds last season. And now he goes back to work. It's a very live arm for the 19-year-old out of Venezuela. He can run it up towards 98. He'll consistently sit 93 to 95. And Jeremy, who's out of Termero, Venezuela, will match up against Brooks Fowler. Or at least that's what he was supposed to do. Brooks Fowler has been scratched from this ball game as of about 90 seconds ago. Jake Jakelic, who was not on the roster until this morning, has been activated. And it appears that he will get the ball. So it's this is a developing story. We just got word as the pregame show began. But it appears we're going to see Jake Jakelic on the hill, who was not even on the roster that we were given, rather than Brooks Fowler. It was supposed to be the pro debut for the undrafted free agent out of Oral Roberts University, but now it's up to Jakelic to fill those shoes. If we can run down why this comes to be the case, we will certainly let you know, but as of now, we go against Jake Jakelic for Jeremy Reyes, and perhaps that late change will do the offense some good. Green Jackets lineup identical in the top four slots. John Heal, Eric Hartman, Nick Montgomery, and Owen Carey from last night. Colby Jones moves up to the five hole with Isaiah Drake getting a day off. Carlos Monteverde is at first. Douglas Glaude is in right. And then two players making their season debuts with Augusta. Jake Steele's in center. Alan Pineda, the third string catcher, will be the designated hitter. Before we get too far ahead of ourselves and take a look at the lineup for the Crawdads, we will mention what there is to know about Jake Jakelic, who was a 10th round pick last year out of Division II Northwood University in Michigan. Jakelic made two appearances last year, both against the Green Jackets, went an inning and a third between the two, 0-1 with an ERA north of 20. He's a familiar face for Augusta. Worked a 1-2-3 in his debut on September 5th, and then in the final game of the season, September 8th, the last ever affiliated game at Granger Stadium in Downeast, Jakelic took the loss, worked just one-third of an inning out of the bullpen, two hits, a walk, and three runs allowed for the right-hander. So it's an oddity, to be sure. And perhaps the Green Jackets, who do not yet have a hit this week, will be able to take advantage. The rest of the lineup for the Crawdads, Jeremy Cabrera in center, Maxton Martin the DH, Antonis Macias jumps up all the way to the three spot after getting on base three times yesterday. Rafe Parrish is cleaning up and hit playing third. Pablo Guerrero back at first. He was phenomenal defensively. A couple great plays to preserve the no-hitter yesterday. Jesus Lopez behind the plate, replacing Ben Hartle. Lopez still looking for his first hit of the season, and this is his third game played. Marcos Torres in left, and then two newcomers also to the order, Luis Marquez, the shortstop, and Wadi Mendez, the right fielder, both of whom have played one of the first four games of Hickory's season. The Crawdads currently tied with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans at the top of the Cintas standings board in the South Division of the Carolina League, both at 3-1. Augusta just a game behind them both. They will host the Pelicans next week at SRP Park. On the northern side, Carolina Mudcats, they're the only undefeated team out of the 12 that are still in play. Carolina has been absolutely hitting the cover off the baseball, and they just continue to swing their way into an undefeated season. Lynchburg and Salem each 3-1. The Frednats did get their first win yesterday of the season. And Fayetteville and Delmarva got rained out. Augusta, for the first time on the road, will debut their brand new green alternate jerseys, which they won in via walk-off fashion on Sunday night. So these green uniforms, undefeated. And they'll hope that that brings some luck and a new charge. The beauty of baseball, it's a new day and it's an early morning opportunity to sink past yesterday's no-hitter and try to even this series at one apiece. That will bring the Tax Slayer pregame show to a conclusion. As we often do, we'll send it down fieldside for the singing of the anthem and be right back here for first pitch. And with that anthem, we welcome you back into the Green Jacket Radio Network from LP Fran Stadium in Hickory, North Carolina. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth here on a Wednesday morning, Education Day, with a relatively packed crowd that is probably 90-plus percent students here in Hickory, all out to enjoy an early morning ball game. And the team that they see, the Hickory Crawdads, threw their first no-hitter in nearly 15 years last night here at home. Jabril Easley was the one who worked the final four innings. Easley was phenomenal in his pro debut. He combined with William Prevett and Camden Perry to get the job done. Augusta, one base runner. Luis Sanchez worked a walk. And their lineup, in case you weren't with us in the Tax Slayer pregame show, is as follows. John Heal back leading off in short. Eric Hartman is at second as he continues to show his positional versatility. Nick Montgomery behind the plate. Owen Carey in left. Colby Jones at third, 3-4-5. Carlos Monteverde back in the lineup at first base. Douglas Glaude in right. Then Jake Steeles in center. Alan Pineda the DH, both of whom are making their 2025 debuts. Steeles was added to the roster yesterday morning, replacing Luis Guanipa. who was put on the injured list after being hit in the hand with a fastball. And that was on Sunday evening. So Brooks Fowler right now is the man on the mound. So it will be Brooks Fowler. And it appears that although Jake Jekielek was added to the roster today, and that's what we talked about for most of the pregame show, it will still be Fowler. Just a whole lot of confusion all the way around. Jake Jekielek is now on the roster. Nick Lockhart's back on the injured list after missing all of last year with injury. But it's Brooks Fowler from Oral Roberts who will get the ball. So nothing has changed from what it was supposed to be. Fowler in his professional debut will get ready to take the hill. 6'3", 205 out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. Crawdads in their baby blue alternates. Green Jackets in their green alternate uniforms. A good colorway matchup here. And now the gate has been closed in the right field corner, and we can play some baseball. First pitch to John Healy. Drops down a bunt on the third base line. Barehanded by Fowler. Over to first. What a play for your first professional out. Heal dropped a bunt down well, but Fowler, who falls off towards his throwing side just a little bit, had his momentum taking him that way, and the athletic arm gets the first out of the day on pitch number one. Not an easy play, both in location and given how fast John Heal runs. Here's Eric Hartman. He takes ball one outside. Fowler will run it up to 94. He sits 91-93 with a sweeper and a splitter to boot. There's the breaking ball, and it catches the outside corner 1-1. Eric Hartman 0 for 3 yesterday, as so many were. He was the only starter not to strike out. Fastball outside 2-1. Hartman, despite the 0 for yesterday, still hitting .353 in his first professional season. He's had a great introduction to pro ball, the 20th round pick out of Holy Trinity Academy in Alberta. 2-1, cued down the right field line, but hooking foul towards the BTS picnic deck here at France Stadium. Looked like the sweeper coming in from Fowler, and Hartman out in front. Brooks Fowler from the windup, the pitch, swing and a miss on a splitter in the dirt. Got Hartman to chase, two up, two down to begin the inning. The defense for the Crawdads, Torres, Cabrera, and Wadi Mendez left to right in the outfield. Parrish, Marquez, Macias, and Guerrero across the infield. And Jesus Lopez catches for the first time this week. Green Jackets looking for their first base runner of the day. It's Nick Montgomery batting. Two up, two down to start the day. And the sweeper, a little bit off the outside corner, gets the call from Elena Giorgio. Giorgio behind the plate. J.C. Reed is the field umpire. Nothing and one on the Green Jacket catcher. Fowler with the breaking ball. It's fouled into Hickory's dugout. 0-2. Brooks Fowler wasting no time. He's attacking every single arm that he faces. 8 pitches, 6 strikes, and he's ahead 0-2 on Montgomery. The pitch. Down low with the splitter. Could not entice a chase. Splitter sitting 83-85. The sweeper upper 70s. Good velocity differential for Fowler early on. High heater. And Montgomery goes chasing. Back-to-back strikeouts for Dalton Fowler in a 1-2-3 first. A bunt and two Ks. He does it all himself. And we head to the bottom of the first. Jeremy Reyes making his season debut when we get back.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call.
Green Jackets went down in order to start the first, and as Jeremy Reyes takes the ball, we introduce the lineup for the Hickory Crawdads. Jeremy Cabrera leading off in center field. Maxton Martin, Antonis Macias, and Rafe Parrish behind him, 2-3-4. Pablo Guerrero at first. He had a good day yesterday. Jesus Lopez is catching. Marcos Torres in left. Luis Marquez at short. And Wadi Mendez in right. Rounding out the order for Carlos Maldonado. And the man they face, the 19-year-old righty out of Termero, Venezuela, Jeremy Reyes, in his third pro season. Had a great year last year before being sidelined with a shoulder issue on July 2nd. Faces a lineup full of lefties, including the leadoff man Cabrera. And Reyes powers in the fastball at 95 inside. Jeremy will sit 94-95. He can go up to 98. Out of the windup, induces a chase from Cabrera, 1-1. Ricocheted off the shin guard of Nick Montgomery. Jeremy 1-3 last year between the complex and single A. 9 games, 8 starts. Had an ERA of 1.96. 1-1 popped up, out to shallow left field. Carey coming in, he calls off John Heel, and the left fielder makes the play. A routine first out to begin the Crawdadsy morning. With Carey in left, the rest of the defense has Steels and Glaude in center and right. Jones and Heel on the left side of the infield, Hartman and Monteverde on the right. And Nick Montgomery doing the catching for the third time this season. He continues to alternate with Matt Gassetti. The batter is Maxton Martin, who DHs today and takes a changeup outside. Martin 3-for-5 yesterday with 2 RBIs, including an infield single. Swats this one down the left field line foul. He was late on the heater. Jeremy gets good run on the fastball. Decent velocity as well, continuing to work on his command at a young age. Slider inside. 2 balls and a strike now. Walks a little bit higher than he would have liked them to be last year. 2-1, laced up the middle, and through the hole for a base hit. Maxton Martin continues his torrid third professional season. And there's a first base runner of the game. One on and one out here in this early morning ball game. Antonis Macias bats from the left side. He's listed as a switch hitter, but Macias only hit lefty yesterday, including against the left-hander Jacob Gomez. Reyes out of the stretch for the first time, misses away 1-0. Macias yesterday, a good day. A double, a walk, and 2 runs scored. He was 1-for-3. Ahead 1-0 on Reyes, who misses outside. Maxton Martin has 1 steal in as many tries this year. The Crawdads went 2-for-2 last night against Matt Gassetti. 2-0, half-hearted attempt fouled off the glove of Montgomery. It was about a three-quarter swing for Macias on a fastball high and outside. Looked like the two-seam for Reyes, which he's been working on differentiating. More of a weapon to move away from left-handed hitters. 2-1, and Reyes picks over, fires a dart over to the first baseman, Monteverde. No tag necessary. Martin was in safely. Macias very deep in the left-handed box. Feet close together. 2-1, outside corner, or thereabouts, called a strike by Elena Giorgio, who's been a bit generous outside to both lefties and righties in inning number one. But it's been consistent. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reyes at the belt, coming home. Breaking ball, smothered by Montgomery in the dirt. Both Montgomery and Gassetti have blocked very well this season. Montgomery's been slightly ahead of his elder counterpart. But now Jeremy runs the count full on Macias. Payoff pitch. Runner goes, and it's downstairs for ball four. Back-to-back base runners for the Crawdads with one out in inning number one. An early opportunity to take the lead for Hickory. And pitching coordinator Bo Henning is out to the mound for an early meeting. If you weren't with us yesterday, Elvin Nina not with the team this week. And so Braves minor league pitching coordinator Bo Henning, formerly the pitching coach of both the Rome Braves in 21 and the Mississippi Braves in 22 and 23, is the one who's serving as the interim in that capacity. Looking to settle young Reyes down. It's his first start since July 2nd of 2024. So he's been nearly 10 months, counting the offseason, without a trip into a full-tilt game that mattered. And he's dealing with a lineup that, counting a switch hitter, has seven batters going from the left side, including Rafe Parrish, switch-hitting third baseman, who takes outside. Jeremy was up 94-95 to start off. He's been 91-92 the last couple fastballs he's thrown, taking a little bit off trying to find that velocity early and find the command. Men at first and second, Reyes looks back and delivers. Parrish pulls off the fastball, 1-1. Maxton Martin, after a leadoff pop-up from Yeremy Cabrera, slapped a single back up the middle, and Macias worked a full count walk. Target at the knees and outside. 1-1 from Reyes. Too far away. Once again, Jeremy falls behind a batter early. And for the second consecutive game, the Crawdads are making the Green Jacket starter work in the first. 2-1. Swatted foul off the very top of the netting. Just to the home plate side of the third base dugout. The netting wraps around the entirety of the seating bowl here at Franz Stadium, which does not extend past the infield dirt on either side. The netting does extend past the siding on the first base line. 2-2. Backdoor breaking ball. Stayed too far outside. Montgomery went out to get it, ended up catching it underhanded as it came back a bit more than he expected. But it's another full count for Jeremy. 18 pitches, 8 strikes in this first inning. 3-2 to Parrish, fouled away. Heater in on the hands, and Parrish just able to grab a piece of it. But it's another long at bat. And remember last night, Luke Sennard lasted just 4 batters, went 2/3 of an inning because he got up to 32 pitches in that time frame. Braves will not let a pitcher go more than 30 in an inning. 7th pitch of the at bat, strike 3. Tipped into the mitt by Parrish. It's Jeremy's first strikeout. He dialed it up to 96. Challenging Parrish. Much needed out number 2 for Jeremy. 2 on and 2 away. Pablo Guerrero steps in for the first time. He and Luis Marquez, the only 2 right-handers in the lineup today. First pitch slider, hammered up the middle, but right at Jake Steeles. A line shot, but Steeles barely had to move. And although the Crawdads threaten, they're held off the board in the first. Each side trading a 0 in their initial at bat, and we move on to the second on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Dalton Fowler looked phenomenal in his first inning of pro action. Got a out on a bunt to start the ball game and struck out the next two men he faced. Kerry Jones and Monteverde, 4-5-6. Due up for the Green Jackets. Their first looks at Brooks Fowler. Owen Carey hitting from the left side. Fowler's first pitch misses too far to the interior at 91. Through the first 10 pitches, and that's all it took Fowler to get through the first, he showed the ability to work all three of his offerings to both sides of the plate and against righties and lefties alike. 1-0 to Carey. Slider popped up on the infield, got in on the hands. Three infielders converge, and it's the third baseman, Parrish, who takes charge. Marquez and Macias were there. Even the pitcher, Fowler, was backpedaling out that way a little bit. Four up, four down for Fowler. Here's Colby Jones back at third base today. Split his time between second and third this season, but it's his third game out of five at third base. Colby late on the fastball, 0-1. Jones hitting .286 on the year so far. A pair of runs driven in and a good steal. Behind 0-1, and he chases a slider. Green Jackets have had trouble with every right-hander they've seen so far this week on the strike-to-ball slider or sweeper. Fowler prefers to call his a sweeper, but either way, Augustus had no problem chasing it. 0-2. Splitter, strike three. Fowler showed one of everything to Colby Jones, and he's got three Ks. Got an early morning debut for Brooks Fowler, and he's taking advantage. Carlos Monteverde steps in for his first at-bat of the series. Didn't play yesterday. He's 2-for-7 with three walks in two games. Fowler's first pitch out of the stretch. Backdoor sweeper too far out. Monteverde, great numbers between the DSL and FCL this past season. Was originally signed as an outfielder. He's at first base today and late on the fastball. Carlos has put significant strength on in the couple seasons he's had as a pro. Not quite as quick as he used to be out in the corners, though. Underneath the fastball, 1-2. Jackets have not been able to pick up the heater for Fowler. It's a high-spin fastball that works well at the top of the zone. Ahead, 1-2. Fowler drops in the breaking ball. Too far below the zone. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Fowler looking to keep the run of perfection going for Crawdad pitchers this week. 2-2 home. Downstairs on the splitter. Monteverde eyeing it down cleanly. And he's run the count full, looking to be Augusta's first base runner of the afternoon. 3-2 delivery. Ball four in the dirt, and it skitters all the way to the backstop. Three consecutive off-speed pitches below the zone, and Carlos Monteverde is on with two down. So the Green Jackets have matched their base runner total from last night. The only base runner yesterday came from Luis Sanchez's two-out walk in the third, as the Green Jackets were no-hit for the first time since 1996. Here's Douglas Glaude, also was not in the lineup last night. First one to Glaude. Right at the knees, called a strike by Elena Georgia. Glaude 0-for-6 with a walk in a couple games played. He came in for Luis Guanipa early in Sunday's action off the bench when Guanipa left due to injury. Glaude in right field today. That's where he's been most frequently. Slider out to even the count. Glaude did stay in center field after Guanipa was lifted. He can play all three outfield spots, but right seems to be where he's the most comfortable. Short lead at first for Monteverde. 1-1. Breaking ball low and outside. One thing of note on Fowler so far is the fact that he has not thrown the breaking ball or the splitter in the zone much at all. He's been reliant on chases, and so far Monteverde and Glaude have not been willing to give them to him. Glaude ahead 2-1. Fowler looks over to first, picks to check on Monteverde, and he's in a bit closer than it should have been. Came in standing. The green jerseys do look nice, but there's still no reason to not get them a little bit dirty. Second ball game in the green alternates for Augusta. Got the walk-off in them on Sunday. 2-1 home. Slider flared into shallow right field. Mendez coming on, and he makes the catch for the third out of the inning. Good jump for Wadi Mendez, and the ball backspinning enough to stick up in the sky, and it's ran down by the Crawdad right fielder. Jackets get a base runner and strand him with two outs as we head on to the bottom of the second.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet fula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
On to the bottom of inning number two, the Hickory Crawdads will lead off with Jesus Lopez, the catcher looking for his first hit of the year. It's Lopez, Torres, and Marquez, two lefties and then a righty, against Jeremy Reyes. Reyes out of the windup to start off the second, and misses too far inside. Back-to-back frames, where the first pitch has been 95 into a lefty. Allowed a walk and a single in the first, but did not give up a run. Lopez late on the fastball at 96. Jesus 0-for-7 with a walk and 2 Ks in 2 games. Left-handed hitting catcher against the righty Reyes. At the knees, 1-2. Lopez, 19 years of age, out of Lara, Venezuela. Spent most of last year with the Down East Wood Ducks. All three catchers on the roster for Hickory did end the season in Down East last year. 1-2 from Reyes. Broken bat pop up to second base. Eric Hartman, three steps onto the outfield grass, puts it away. Leadoff man retired on a pop up for the second consecutive inning by Jeremy. Got the heat in on the hands, and this is the Reyes we expected to see. 95-96. There was a lot of velo variation in the four starts he made with Augusta last year as Marcos Torres bats from the left side. Torres taking all the way, sees ball one, or strike one, beg your pardon, down the middle. Reyes was just 18 when he got to Augusta last year, so not a surprise. Coming inside, and a beautiful sweeper ties Torres in two. Marcos chasing a breaking ball that nearly hit him in the back foot. And he calls his timeout. Crawdads in their baby blue alternate uniforms today with a red Hickory logo on the left chest, white pants below, and the all-black helmets on every hitter. Nothing in two on Torres. Reyes from the windup. Slider called. Strike three. Dropped it on the outside corner. Second punch out for Jeremy Reyes of the day. Two up, two down in the second. The batter will be Luis Marquez as Reyes looks to go 1-2-3. After a bit of a lengthy first, Jeremy would love a quick inning here. First pitch to Marquez. Late on a fastball, and he serves it into the second deck. Marquez, just his second game of the season, he went 0-for-4 with a walk and a steal on Saturday. Slider inside corner 0-2, beg your pardon. Marquez, like the previous hitter, 19 years old out of Venezuela. 0-2 from Reyes. Fastball just off the edge. Every player in green had taken two steps towards the dugout, but Elena Giorgio says no dice. Back to the 1-2. Slider tipped away by Marquez. Went reaching on a slider way out of the zone and somehow managed to make contact. Wadi Mendez is on deck if it gets that far. Jeremy stutters into the windup, coming home. Nearly identical spot as ball one. It's ball two. Fastball's missing just off the outer edge. Marquez has worked to even the count. Targets at the knees. Fouled away. Fastball at 96. Jeremy's velo 95-96 exclusively this inning. Getting more and more comfortable on the mound. Seventh pitch of the at-bat. Slider fouled away into the crawdad dugout. Marquez battling tooth and nail for each pitch. Jeremy's up to 35 deliveries in an inning and two-thirds. Number eight of the AB runs in and hits Marquez with the changeup. It's the first right-on-right changeup that Reyes has tried to show today, and it doesn't go his way. Marquez is hit by the pitch, and a great at-bat for the young shortstop leads to a two-out base runner. Brings up Wadi Mendez, the ninth hitter in the order. Last man to see Jeremy. Reyes back out of the stretch. Short lead for Marquez. Now he extends a bit further. First pitch bounced softly to the second baseman, Hartman. An underhanded flip to first. And one pitch after the hit-by pitch, Reyes strands a man at first. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on in the bottom of inning number two. No score at Franz Stadium.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Green Jackets hitless through all 11 innings they've played here at Franz Stadium this week, but trying to change that in the top of the third against against Brooks Fowler. Fowler faces Jake Steeles in his first game of the season, having been added to the roster last night. Steeles takes ball one outside. Jake played a dozen games with the Green Jackets last year. Ironically, he was called up then also because Guanipa got hurt. Hit 231 and was great defensively. Slider fouled back 1-1. Steeles played just 10 games in the outfield and he had 5 assists, all of which came from his time in center field. A monstrous arm on the speedy center fielder. Fowler the 1-1. Slider nubbed in front of home plate. It'll be picked up by Lopez, and on to first it goes for out number one. A swinging bunt from Steels. Didn't get very far away from the reach of Lopez, and he very routinely picks up the out. Last batter to see Fowler will be Alan Pineda in his 2025 debut. Catcher by trade is DHing today. Fouls the fastball out of play. Allen spent a little bit of time with the Green Jackets last year. He's been up and down rosters of all kinds in the Braves system, usually on the development list. Slider on the outside corner, nothing and two. Pineda served as a bullpen catcher for the Gwinnett Stripers to start the year up in AAA, and then came back down this direction. 0-2, slider, strike three. Sweeper just absolutely froze Pineda, and that's 4 Ks in Fowler's first 9 batters. An idyllic debut for Brooks Fowler. Back to the top of the order. John Heel began the game by unsuccessfully trying to bunt his way on. Not bunting here. Instead, he drives a hanging breaking ball deep down the left field line into the corner. It's ran down by Torres. Just in front of the warning track, Marcos Torres gets there in a hurry. John Heel has seen 2 pitches, and he's 0 for 2. Green Jacket still hitless through 3, and we head to the bottom half.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com.
First education day of 2025 for the Green Jackets was 47 degrees, felt like 41 at first pitch. And as the sun climbs higher and the breeze dies down, it slowly warms up inning by inning. Yermy Cabrera leading off. He tries to bunt his way on here in the bottom of the third. And the center fielder is unsuccessful, nothing and one. Cabrera popped up to shallow left field in his first at bat. Came into the day hitting an even 200. Reyes misses outside with the off speed. Cabrera 1 for 3 yesterday, 2 walks and 2 runs. Hitting from the left side, pops it up again. This time straight out behind second base. John Heel drifting back and a two-handed catch for out number one. Third straight inning, the leadoff man is put away, and all 3 have been pop-ups. Reyes has been able to get in on the hands of batters and initiate weak contact. Maxton Martin's got the only hit of the day for either side. Singled up the middle and stranded at second back in the first. DHing today from the left side. Takes a slider on the outside corner. Martin out of the state of Washington, originally from Richland. Nothing in one to the lefty is high and tight. Martin drafted in the 11th round of 2023. Spent each of the last 2 seasons in the Arizona Complex League. 1-1. Breaking ball pops out of the hand. Misses in the opposite batter's box. Ball 2. Martin opting to turn pro rather than commit to Oregon where he had originally signed. 2-1, Martin hanging close to the plate, but he's late on the high fastball to even the count. As Reyes has dialed up the fastball, he's looked very strong, and folks have been late quite frequently. Another 2-2, fouled away down the left field line. It's a strong crowd today, as is to be expected on education days. Ballpark holds 3,500 in pure seated capacity. High heater. And Martin's able to hold back on 97. Hardest pitch of the day for Reyes. Count goes full on Martin. Looking to work his way on for the second time. Payoff pitch. Strike three. Martin goes down swinging. Strikeout in every inning for Jeremy Reyes. It was a small crowd last night, announced as 1,303 on the opener. Interested to see as the week goes along, especially if it warms up a little bit, how the park packs out for non-education days. Batter is Antonis Macias. He'll take a slider for strike one. Bit of a late call from Elena Giorgio. Considered the spot and then gave it in favor of the Green Jackets. 0-1 to the second baseman outside. It's a lot of students from across the Hickory area made their way to the ballpark. 1-1 popped up, third base side. Colby Jones gives a courtesy jog, but it's about 12 rows deep. And a gentleman who was on his phone had that land in his lap without even noticing. Got to keep your head on a swivel. 1-2 to Macias. Slider bounced wide of first. Antonis Macias stays alive. That man's a chaperone as well. Got to keep eyes on either the game or the kids. Anything but the phone. Unacceptable. Another 1-2. Fouled away once more. Macias late on the fastball, but got enough lumber for contact. One, two. Too far upstairs. Reyes has gotten to two strikes rather easily on a handful of batters, but that's where the Crawdads have dug in. Reyes looking to escape the inning, and the slider's too far outside. Count goes full. Jeremy Reyes has been a bit too fine with that breaking ball, trying to guide it into the outside corner. Full count delivery to Macias. Popped up shallow left field. Long run for Carey over towards the foul territory, and it hits off his glove for a foul ball. Owen Carey already had a highlight reel diving catch on Sunday in the top of the 10th. That was in right field. He's in left today. Nearly did the same thing. But it hits off the tip of the webbing. And he can't quite make the catch. Meaning Macias will see a ninth pitch in this at bat. Jeremy's up to 55 pitches in 2 2/3. No movement behind him in the bullpen. Goal was about 70 today. 3-2 delivery once more. High and outside, ball four. Appeal on the swing. Confirmed that he did not go around. A good at-bat from Macias. And he works his second walk of the day. Macias on twice today. After he was on twice yesterday. Has now walked three times in seven plate appearances. Extends the inning for Rafe Parrish. Jackets will now get David Rodriguez up and moving in the bullpen. Parrish struck out swinging back in the first. Stands open from the left side. Reyes picks over. A quick dive back in for Macias. Has not attempted a steal yet this year. Parrish, good power, leads the team in home runs with two. First pitch from Reyes is outside. Outfield pinch towards the center of the diamond. Douglas Glaude also playing very shallow in right field. Anything towards the corner off the bat of Parrish could easily be three bases. 1-0. Outside once more. Jeremy's started to miss arm side and the velo's getting down a little bit. That was up to 91. So the range has been 91 to 97 today. Two balls, no strikes on Parrish. Outside 3-0. three consecutive misses, all fastballs, all away, none particularly close. Pablo Guerrero is on deck. 3-0 from Reyes. Back-to-back two-out walks. Not at all what the Green Jackets wanted to see from their young starter. And Bo Henning is headed back to the mound. This will be a settle-down meeting, as much as it is a stall tactic, to get Rodriguez a little bit of extra time. Both Rodriguez and Anthony Garcia are available and can give you multiple innings. Ideally, you would have gotten more than this from Jeremy, but he's not done yet. Trying to at least get through three. Green Jackets have only had a starter go more than three innings or more, in fact, once in the first four games. That was Logan Samuels with five scoreless on Saturday. Pablo Guerrero lined out to center field his last time. Infield playing up the middle. Two on, two out. Bounced sharply towards center field. Past the diving heel and a base hit. Macias coming around from third. He will score without a play. Guerrero comes up clutch once again. And the Crawdads in front 1-0. Guerrero has made the Green Jackets pitchers absolutely miserable since he debuted for Down East last season in July. There is no team he has hit even close to as well as he's hit Augusta. Guerrero now 2-for-6 with two RBIs this week. And the Crawdads strike first. Just two hits allowed for Reyes, but the walks come back and bite him. Here's Jesus Lopez. Fastball just off the outside corner. A little bit too much run from Reyes. And now it's 62 pitches. This is likely his last batter if Rodriguez is ready. Reyes a long look out at second. 1-0 below the knees. Jeremy's command disapparating a little bit. Rafe Parrish at second. Pablo Guerrero at first. Not a ton of speed either spot. Fastball high, 3-0. Walk would load the bases with two outs for Marcos Torres. It's a young pitching staff for Augusta, and the starters have struggled to get their third outs of innings. 3-0 home. Lopez taking all the way. It's at the letters for strike one. Kids have gotten a bit more cheer about this inning and responded in turn. Three balls and a strike on the Hickory catcher. Line drive out to deep right field. Glad going back. It's over his head and to the wall. One run scores. Guerrero gets the stop sign at third base. An RBI double for Jesus Lopez. First hit of this season. Got a center cut fastball and did not miss it. Four straight men have reached with two outs. And it began with back-to-back two-out walks. And the middle third of the order for Hickory has gotten to Reyes. Winston Sawyer on his way out to make a change. For the third time in five games, a Green Jackets pitcher will go just 2 2/3 after Luke Sinard went only 2/3 yesterday. Bullpen's been taxed early and often this season. And David Rodriguez looking for that ever-flighty third out of the inning.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Second outing of the season for David Rodriguez. He's hoping to bounce back a little bit here in the bottom of the third. Rodriguez threw on Sunday, one inning, three hits, and four runs, including a grand slam from Columbia's Darlin Figueroa. Crawdads leading 2-0 in the bottom of the third. Augusta's not recorded a hit in three innings today, or nine innings yesterday for that matter. Offense has not figured out the Crawdads very frequently. Jeremy Reyes works 2 2/3, got the first two men of this third inning, but walk, walk, single, double have chased him from the ballgame. And now Marcos Torres eyes down David Rodriguez. Second and third, two outs. Torres swings through the fastball to begin the AB. Rodriguez fastball, changeup, and slider. The heater is 89-91 with good movement. Big lead at third for Guerrero. Third baseman Jones is nowhere near him. Fastball runs back to the middle of the plate. Torres can't pull the trigger. 0-2. D-Rod looking to strand a pair. It's his first inherited runner situation of the season. Both the responsibility of Reyes. 0-2 from Rodriguez. Fouled away. Good changeup and a better defensive swing. Torres laced that right over the head of on-deck batter Luis Marquez. Deep bend at the knees for Torres, who's 0-for-1 with a backwards K. Another 0-2 in the dirt, and he went chasing for strike three. Torres couldn't help himself on a good changeup for Rodriguez. D-Rod comes in and gets the last out of inning number three, but the damage is done. Hickory on the board first, 2-0.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Jackets chasing a pair against Brooks Fowler. Fowler goes through his first three innings without allowing a hit. One over the minimum, he walked Carlos Monteverde. And now we'll see if Hickory, having broken the ice, has any impact on the Green Jackets. Second trip through the order, Hartman, Montgomery, and Carey, 2-3-4 due up. Fowler's gone three innings, he struck out four. And he's kept the pitch count quite low. Drops in the splitter, and Hartman takes it for a called strike. Eric struck out swinging his first time up. Deep bend at the knees. Pops this one straight back. Lopez chasing, realizes he's out of room. One hops off the concourse and drops back down. Nearly our first ball in the booth of 2025. Would have been off a hop. More worried about the TrackMan cameras up here than anything else. 0-2 on Hartman. Fowler kicks and deals, and Hartman chases strike three. They get 5 Ks and 3 1/3 for Brooks Fowler. And what's been most impressive about this pitching that we've seen from every arm that's gone for the Hickory Crawdads so far this week is it's a lot of folks that are relatively unproven. Nick Montgomery batting for the second time. First pitch from Fowler is a breaking ball for strike one. It's the pro debut for Fowler. Yesterday was the pro debut of Jabriel Easley, who worked four perfect to end the game. Montgomery slices through the sweeper, nothing in two. William Prevett was coming off Tommy John surgery. It was first outing in 23 months for him. 0-2. Fastball laced into right center field. Cabrera on his horse, and he tracks it down. Yeremy Cabrera got a great jump into the gap. And once again, the ball hung up just long enough for him to get there. Jackets can't buy a hit at this point. Even yesterday's starter, Camden Perry, who was the most experienced of the group. It was his third professional season, but he did not throw after being drafted. Owen Carey late on the fastball, nothing and one. And even in his prior year, he had an ERA of about 7. Came on and threw 4 no-hit frames. 0-1 on Owen Carey. Bounces it softly up the middle. Backhanded by the second baseman, Macias. Crossbody throw in time. 4 consecutive no-hit innings for starter Brooks Fowler. 13 straight innings without a hit for the Green Jackets. Everything this road trip has been Hickory. And we head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network. Live from MILB.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
A chilly April morning as we approach the 12 o'clock hour here in the bottom of the fourth at LP France Stadium. Game two between the Hickory Crawdads and Augusta Green Jackets, and Hickory leads 2-0. Reliever David Rodriguez in for his first full inning, facing shortstop Luis Marquez to start off the bottom of the fourth. First pitch slider from Rodriguez misses low and away. David came in for one at bat in the third frame. Struck out Marcos Torres to strand a pair. 1-0 on Marquez. A little bit further off with the slider. Marquez was hit by a pitch back in the second from Jeremy Reyes. The culmination of a 9-pitch at bat for the shortstop, who's looking for his first hit of the season in game number two. Rodriguez, the 2-0, fastball in the outside corner. Jeremy's final line in his 2025 debut: 2 2/3, 3 hits, 3 walks, 3 Ks, and 2 earned runs. 2-1 from Rodriguez, too far downstairs. The Crawdads have been very patient. They've walked 3 times, been hit once, And they've done an excellent job in both games so far this series of extending at bats. Three balls and a strike. Rodriguez from the stretch, too far outside. A leadoff walk granted to Marquez, and the free passes starting to pile up. The only thing colder than the chilly April wind that continues to blow across France Stadium, maybe Augusta's bats. Such a young team, and we talked about this from the beginning. There was going to be a high level of variance in what we saw from Augusta. Wadi Mendez, the nine-man, bats for the second time. Shows bunt, but pulls back on a fastball below the knees. One ball, no strikes on Mendez, who's 0-for-1. Three of Augusta's top four hitters in the order are just 18 years of age. Montgomery, the three-hitter, is 19. Rodriguez, the 1-0, in the dirt with a slider. David has missed with 6 out of 7 to start off the fourth. Isaiah Drake gets a day off today, but he's just 19. Luis Guanipa was at the top of the order before he got hurt. He's 19. Just a lot of young players across this roster, especially in the offensive side. 2-0 from Rodriguez. Mendez shows bunt and takes ball three. 88-mile-an-hour fastball off the inside corner. Rodriguez is a man who started some last year and started almost exclusively in college. They need to get some length from him. 3-0. Middle fastball. Mendez was taking. Why not take until you get a strike at this point? Colby Jones, the third baseman, backs up. He had been playing in. Now he'll shift over towards shortstop. Heel up the middle. Hartman deep in the four hole. 3-1. Runner goes. Pitches outside. Ball four. Changeup floated in. Back-to-back walks from Rodriguez. And Bo Henning, who's been a busy man for Augusta this week, is out for another visit. The Green Jackets currently have 13 position players available on the active roster. Of those 13, 10 of them are 21 years of age or younger. The other three are Jake Steeles, Matt Gassetti, and that's it, actually. Oh, Mason Guerra, of course. Two of those three not in the lineup today. But it's a squad that's just trying to formulate experience game by game. Back to the top of the order for Yeremy Cabrera. 0-for-2, two pop-ups. And he pops this one up as well. Foul ball, third base side. Montgomery chases over. But it's up at the top of the lower bowl. The seating chart at LP Franz Stadium, it's one continuous bowl from base to base, third to first. But the lower and upper portions of the bowl, separated by a wide walkable mini concourse that then connects up to the top concourse where the concession stands and merchandise are. Nothing in one on Cabrera, just off the inside corner. Montgomery did his best to bring it back, but Elena Giorgio was having none of it. Marquez at second, Mendez at first, both of whom walked to start off the bottom of the fourth. Hickory looking to add to their 2-0 lead, the 1-1. Change up outside. Crawdads are not biting on anything that David Rodriguez is showing them. Augusta at 2-2. Trying to keep it close, maybe work a comeback. Popped up into left center field. Carey and Steeles converge. And it's Jake Steeles, the center fielder, who has it. A late tag from Luis Marquez. He had no interest in going anywhere. Both fielders had a claim to that ball. But Steeles, because he was able to get behind it and aim his throw in the direction of third a bit better than Carey could, he took precedent. An 0-for-3 day for Yeremy Cabrera at the top of the order. And that brings up Maxton Martin, who's 1-for-2. Three hits and 5 walks for this offense. Rodriguez with an inside move, and he looks back Marquez rather than picking all the way off. Martin singled in the first, struck out in the third. It's his first at bat against Rodriguez. Deep in the left-handed box for the DH. First pitch out to left field. Ball's got some carry that way, and it's over the head of Carey. One hops off the wall. Carey misplays it. One run will score. And Mendez stops at third. It's an RBI double for Maxton Martin. And the line continues to move. And the Crawdads continue to make the Green Jacket pitching staff pay for walks. Martin barreled a line drive, and it just continued to rise. Carey was almost stock still when the ball came off the bat, not certain whether to go inwards or outwards, and the ball just went over his head and short hopped off the Aquafina sign, tucked into the padding of the left field wall. 3-0 Crawdads now in the fourth, with two men in scoring position and just one out. Outfield is back on Antonis Macias. Macias takes a changeup for strike one. Macias has walked twice and scored once, been on base on both occasions. Mendez walking off of third, the 0-1, changeup outside. It will be Rodriguez for the foreseeable future. There's nobody in the bullpen, at least as of now. Anthony Garcia, Jacob Kroger, likely the next two options. 1-1. Fastball, punched straight back into the net by Macias. Macias, 20 years of age, out of Ciudad Obregón, Mexico. The only Mexican-born player on this Crawdads roster. Green Jackets have just one player born in Mexico as well. That's Alan Pineda, who's getting his first appearance of the season. He's out of Mazatlan, Mexico. Both these organizations have scouted Venezuela incredibly well. And that's where they pull the lion's share of their international prospects. 1-2 to Mesilla. Below the zone on a changeup. It was snared well by Montgomery behind the plate. That was an important piece because Mendez has a gargantuan secondary lead, seeing that Colby Jones is once again in the left-handed hitting shift. Jones is playing where a shortstop would traditionally be. Heel is nearly right behind the second base back. There's nobody there for Macias. And Macias goes chasing a ball in the dirt. It gets over the head of Montgomery. He throws to first, and that throw goes into right field. One run will score. Out to second base goes Macias. The second run comes in. Time is called. And it's a two-run error from Nick Montgomery. It was a drop third strike. Got a few paces behind Montgomery. He rushed his throw to first, launched it over the head of Monteverde, and that scores both Mendez from third and Martin from second. Gets Macias all the way there as well. A strikeout and an E2 on the drop third strike. It's 5-0 Hickory in the fourth. Rafe Parrish batting with just one out. Parrish, first pitch swinging, glides the fastball down the left field line, foul. Up near the Green Jackets clubhouse and locker room. 4 of 5 batters in this inning have reached base. The only man to not do so, Jeremy Cabrera at the top. Parrish will walk in a strikeout. 0-1 from Rodriguez, doesn't get the call on the outside corner. Looked like it found the outer edges with the changeup, but Elena Giorgio said no. 26 pitches, 13 strikes for Rodriguez. 1-1, the pitch to Parrish, outside corner, 1-2. About the same spot as 1, maybe a bit lower, gets the call. Man, it's second, one down, and 3 runs already in. Crawdads have come alive in the third and fourth. 1-2, just outside. Good changeup from Rodriguez. It's a better take from Parrish. And he does not get the call. Big lead out at second for Antonis Macias, held on by Heel. Bouncing back and forth, 1-2 delivery, changeup outside. Rodriguez has not been able to locate that changeup where he wants it to. He's been missing arm side rather consistently. Rodriguez, a deep breath. Payoff pitch, fouled away once more. had to go fastball. Parrish was ready for it, but cranks it out of play nevertheless. It has not been an idyllic start to this series for Augusta. This is game two of 18 games between themselves and the Hickory Crawdads, which feels like a few too many for the Green Jackets' taste. Eighth pitch of the at-bat. Bounced softly to shortstop. John Heal's only play is at first. His throw is wide, and the runner is safe. Heal had to hustle, came charging in, threw off of 1 foot, and he left it a little bit high. Monteverde, a nice play to keep it close. But that moves Macias to third. And we'll wait for the designation of the official score. Pablo Guerrero is the seventh man to bat in this inning. Men at the corners, one out. Even on the strikeouts for Rodriguez, or the weak ground balls, he still has not been able to pick up an out. For right now, at least, that is called a single for Rafe Parrish. Rodriguez struck out Antonis Macias, but the ball got past Montgomery. He threw it into right field, and that scored 2 runs. One of the biggest plays of the game. Bounce to third base. Jones to second for one. Hartman to first. A 5-4-3 double play. A rare breath of fresh air for the Green Jackets. They turn the twin killing and stop the bleeding. We're through 4 at LP Franz Stadium, and the Hickory Crawdads lead the Green Jackets 5-0.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Zula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Well, the day is done for Brooks Fowler. Starter is gone, and Brock Porter comes in to throw for the Hickory Crawdads. We're into the top of the fifth. Colby Jones will take ball one to get us going. Final line for Fowler, 4 innings, no hits, a walk in 5 Ks. 1-0 to Jones. He tips the heater into the mitt. It's been an odd career for Brock Porter, who makes his second appearance of the season. He worked a scoreless outing and got the win on Saturday. Struck out all 3 batters. Fastball high and tight, 2-1 on Colby. Porter was a 4th-round pick out of the Michigan high school ranks back in 2022. So he's been around a while. 2-1 to Jones. Flared down the right field line. Long run for Wadi Mendez. In fair territory, he makes the catch. Everywhere the Green Jackets put the ball, the Crawdads find a defender to be right there. Porter spent all of 2023 at the single-A level, was very solid as a starter for Down East, some command issues, but a ton of strikeouts. Carlos Monteverde steps in from the left side. He takes a called strike above the zone. It's the highest we've seen Elena Giorgio go. 0-1 on the first baseman. Porter from the windup. High ball one. Porter then had a very interesting 2024 where he split his time between the Complex League and High A Hickory. So it's his second season with the Crawdads. Started the year in Hickory, got reassigned in April, and made just three more starts for the Arizona Complex League Rangers. First breaking ball of the day from Porter, misses away, 2-1. Over that time, 8 games, an ERA of 7 with 24 walks in 19 innings. 2-1 to Monteverde, outside. So when Porter's in the zone, he's a very effective pitcher. But that's been a big if since he was first drafted. 3-1 to Monteverde, and on cue, that's ball four. The only man to reach today for Augusta is Carlos Monteverde, and he's done so twice. The ever-patient first baseman now has 5 walks in 3 games played. And Augusta's only base runners of the week have been walks. They have not put a man on second base yet, and this is the top of the fifth of game number two. Looking to get on the board here, at least in the hit column, if not the runs. It's Douglas Glaude. Out of the stretch for the first time. Porter misses high and outside. Fastball heavy diet against righties and lefties alike. He'll mix in a sharp breaking ball from a high arm slot. Porter at 6'5", 210. Stands on the first base side of the rubber. 1-0. At the top of the zone, Glaude couldn't pull the trigger. Porter sits 91-93. Gets a lot of spin on that fastball. It's at its best at the top of the zone. Short lead for Monteverde. The pitch. Breaking ball. A little bit too high. Nearly flopped back into the zone. A good take from Glaude. He's looking for his first hit as a Green Jacket in game number 3 of his debut year. A lot of eyes on Douglas Glaude, trying to figure out where he's at in his career. 2-1 from Porter. And Glaude's late on the fastball. Glaude signed back in 2022. He spent each of the last 2 years in the FCL after a season in the Dominican Summer League. Low average, lot of strikeouts, but good patience. 2-2. Porter with the red glove under the chin. Kicks and delivers. Outside. A back pick towards first from catcher Jesus Lopez is not successful. Just trying to get a good look over there. Monteverde is not exactly a stolen base threat, but he did have a wide secondary. 3 balls and 2 strikes with 1 on and 1 out in the fifth. The payoff from Porter. Ball 4 upstairs. Back-to-back walks with 1 out in the fifth. It is the first time the Green Jackets have put a man at second this week, and it's the first time they've had multiple base runners in the same inning. That sends Lopez, the catcher, out for a quick conversation with Porter. Porter just trying to find it here. Last year, almost stripping down his delivery to the hinges and then looked to build back up. A rare opportunity for Augusta to get the offense going. It's Jake Steeles, who's 0-1. Steeles late on a high fastball. Took a mighty cut, but was just underneath it. Monteverde at second, Glaude at first. The trail runner a bit quicker than Monteverde. Porter coming home. Top of the zone with a heater. Steeles started the hands, but could not finish the swing. 0-2 on the center fielder in his first game of 2025. Got called up from extended spring training yesterday morning. Big leads at both bases. 0-2, and Porter goes with the inside move, just taking a look out at second. Neither Marquez nor Macias was at the base, so that was solely about looking Monteverde back. 0-2, high and tight around the helmet of Steeles. Jake out of Santa Maria, California. Got drafted out after a phenomenal season. 2 seasons, in fact, with the Mustangs of Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo. Ball and 2 strikes. Porter a high leg kick. Slider swept away down the right field line. Steels began his career with two seasons at his hometown, Allen Hancock Junior College. He was all-region as a sophomore, then headed to Cal Poly and hit a combined 350 over two seasons. Another 1-2. A little bit too far around the chin. A lot of misses up for Porter. Brock Porter with the red glove at the belt. 2-2 pitch. Strike three. Got Steels to chase the high fastball. First strikeout of the day for Porter. And it's a big second out. Jackets got two base runners. Now it's on the shoulders of Alan Pineda. Pineda looking for his first hit of the year in his second at bat. In a difficult spot. Slider misses upstairs. Allen went 1-for-11 with the Green Jackets in three games. He also played 17 games in the FCL last year. 1-0. Porter with a high fastball and Pineda goes fishing. Jackets just have not been able to lay off the high heat, especially at the bottom of this order. Two outs, top of the fifth. Crawdads leading 5-0. Still no hits for Augusta now. 1-1 fastball, too far outside. Pineda's a relatively patient hitter. Got a good feel for the strike zone at just 20 years of age. In his fourth professional season. Two balls and a strike from Porter. Pineda late on the fastball, tips it into the mitt. Carlos Monteverde at second, Douglas Glott at first. They both walked against Brock Porter in his first inning of relief. Second appearance of the season for the righty. 2-2. Pineda pops it up towards first base. Guerrero into foul territory, drifting towards the dugout, makes the catch along the warning track. The Jackets get a pair of base runners, but it's now 14 consecutive hitless innings. As Pineda is retired to strand two. We're halfway home on a Wednesday morning matinee ball game here at LP Franz Stadium in Hickory.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
On to the bottom of the fifth, we march. Crawdads 5, Green Jackets 0. David Rodriguez heads back out to the hill. 3 runs, 2 earned against him in the previous inning. 2 hits and an error for the Crawdads. Jesus Lopez leads off. He's the only man who hasn't faced Rodriguez yet. First pitch swinging, fastball fouled out of play. Remains to be seen whether Porter was a bridge arm to somebody else who will likely go long-term, or if they're attempting to get multiple innings out of the big righty. Either way, he did his job, went hitless in the fifth. 0-1 from Rodriguez. Change up on the corner, makes it nothing and two. We mentioned at the top, this is the first of five consecutive series where the Green Jackets will play an Education Day. 0-2 to Lopez. Too far downstairs. Next week, SRP Park will host its first of two Education Days. That'll be Tuesday morning at 11:05. Myrtle Beach will come into town. One ball and two strikes. Rodriguez from the belt. Strike three. Fastball on the inside corner. And Lopez is down swinging. Second strikeout of the day for Rodriguez. He's now faced nine men and K'd two of them. And the other strikeout victim, Marcos Torres, comes to bat. After next week, the Green Jackets begin a 12-game road trip. They'll go all the way up to Delmarva. And very rude scheduling on the part of the Shorebirds. First pitch to Torres is just below the knees. Green Jackets will take a 10-hour bus ride on Monday, spend the entirety of the day on the road. 1-0. Popped up just beyond the infield. Heel and Hartman out, steals in. It's John Heel, the shortstop, 2-up, 2-down. But the Green Jackets will get in relatively late to Salisbury on Monday night, and then immediately turn around and have to be at the ballpark by 8 a.m. on Tuesday. Not exactly sure who the galaxy brain was that decided that in Delmarva, but such is life. Here's Luis Marquez with two outs in the fifth. Takes strike one on the slider. Marquez has walked and been hit by a pitch, yet to be retired in his second game of the season. At shortstop today, spelling Chandler Pollard. Had a good day yesterday. On the line to the right side, and Marquez has his first hit of the season. Three trips on base for the shortstop. Got that one just past the outstretched glove of Carlos Monteverde, and that extends the inning here in the fifth. After six games in Delmarva, Augusta will start making their way back home, but they'll take a pit stop just outside of Charlotte in the fair town of Kannapolis to see the Cannonballers, who gave them fits last year. At the bottom of the order, it's Wadi Mendez. He's swinging on the first pitch he sees and tips an 88-mile-an-hour fastball into the mitt. Nothing in one. It's a Wednesday Education Day in Kannapolis. That's a little bit better, at least. 0-1 from D-Rod. Laced back into the netting, nothing in two. And then finally, the Green Jackets will return home that Sunday night. Get an off day Monday, and you guessed it, right back into an Education Day when the Crawdads come to town. Turnabout fair play. Augusta will force Hickory to likely travel down on Monday to be in town for the beginning of Tuesday. 0-2 on Mendez. Rundare goes. Pitches outside. Throw down is off balance and into center field it rolls. Montgomery put that to the wrong side of the base, and that allows Marquez to advance up to third. It's likely a stolen base in an E2. John Heel tried to reach back across to his right hip, grab the ball, and in one motion put the tag on. He did neither of the two attempted deliveries, and that allowed the ball to roll towards Jake Steele's in center. If it is an E2, it's the second on Montgomery, and all four errors this week will have been on the Green Jackets catchers. 1-2 fouled away by Mendez, who stays afloat. It's not a position you expect to have that many miscues from. But both Gassetti and Montgomery have struggled here in Hickory. Still very early in the season, though. Lots of dust to knock off. 1-2. Laced into right field. Base hit. Bottom of the order. Manufactures themselves a run. It's 6-0. RBI single for Mendez. His first RBI of 2025. Single, stolen base, error, single. And the 8 and 9 hitters, with two outs and nobody aboard, have brought a runner out. 6-0 in the fifth. This is the same score we ended with last night. No team in Major League history has ever been no hit on back-to-back days, or at least in back-to-back ball games. Runner goes, pitches a called strike. Montgomery flubs the transfer, and in safely, Wadi Mendez steals second. Mendez swipes his first bag of the season. Got a great jump on Rodriguez, who fired strike one into Jeremy Cabrera. And Montgomery just couldn't get the ball out of his mitt. Now Mendez in scoring position. Cabrera 0 for 3, 3 pop-ups. Change up. Strike 2. A long, slow swing from Jeremy Cabrera. Rodriguez looking to end the inning with just one run in. 0-2 pitch. Too far outside. Good take on the change. Rodriguez has now thrown 2 innings of work. Looking to make it 2 1/3 and get the final out of the 5th. 1-2 offering. Strike 3. Tipped into the mitt. And held on to tightly by Montgomery. Rodriguez bookends inning number 5 with a pair of K's, but an unearned run comes around and makes it 6-0.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in section 107, row C, seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
It will be Brock Porter for another inning of work. The former highly touted recruit, who was potentially going to be a first round pick in 2022, ended up sliding till the 4th. And now he's back in single A here in 2025. John Heal, Eric Hartman, Nick Montgomery due up in the top of the 6th. First pitch to Heal. He shows bunt and pulls back. Ball one outside. Rafe Parrish had been playing deep at third. Heal's already tried to bunt his way on once today and was denied on a brilliant play by starter Brooks Fowler. 1-0. Another square of bunt and another miss. This time inside, ball 2. Green Jackets need a hit. At some point, you've got to get one. However it comes, that's how it goes. Parrish still playing deep. 2-0. Heal takes a called strike. Important to note, he did not square around there. Heal was looking to swing. 2 balls and a strike. Brock Porter out of the windup. Heal skies it out to right field. Wadi Mendez barely has to move for out number 1. 0 for 3 day for John Heal. That we could find, there is no recorded instance of a team being no hit in back-to-back ball games. Certainly not at the major league level. Not at the minors either. Eric Hartman takes ball 1 inside. Hartman has struck out twice from the left side today. He's grateful to see someone other than Fowler. Brock Porter behind 1-0. And he hit Hartman on the heel. Tried to drop in the breaking ball. A back foot slider. The truest definition, it did hit Hartman in the back foot. 3 walks and a hit by pitch given up by the Crawdads pitching staff. But it still hasn't been a hit. 1-on, 1-out for Nick Montgomery. Montgomery slowly making himself comfortable at the Carolina League level. First professional season. He pulls under the fastball, 0-1. There's movement in the pen for Augusta, but nobody actively throwing yet. Looks like Jacob Kroger is the one at the top of the hill stretching. 0-1 outside with the fastball. Porter has been 91-93. The breaking ball has been right around 80. Count even on the Green Jacket catcher. Fifth round pick out of California. 1-1. Breaking ball too hot. Porter has not gone to the slider very frequently. Time is called. And we will see Landon Hutchison, the pitching coach, head out for the first time this week. He hasn't had much to say this series, other than great job and a fist bump as his pitchers have came back in the dugout. But now trying to get Porter back into the zone. Here in Hickory, the home bullpen is relatively hidden from view, but we can tell that somebody is throwing and that somebody is a right-hander. Who it is, we do not know. But there was just enough vision that you could see it. Student-filled crowd coming alive to the sound of the music. Two balls and a strike. The pitch from Porter. Montgomery flies it into shallow right field. Got underneath it once again. And Wadi Mendez makes his second catch of the inning. Jackets have gotten ahead in counts. They just haven't been able to make those swings count. And time is called. Out to the mound goes Carlos Maldonado. The skipper's headed that way. And Porter, after 36 pitches, 16 of which were strikes, will hand off the ball. So that's all she wrote for Brock Porter in his first outing at home of 2025. We'll step away back in 90 seconds to tell you who the new arm's going to be for the Hickory Crawdads here on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The new man on the mound is 22-year-old righty Alberto Mota out of Maracay, Venezuela. Righty stands 5'11", 170, and he'll make his second appearance of the year for the Crawdads. Porter goes an inning and two-thirds, walks two, hits one, and strikes one out. He's responsible for the runner at first base, Eric Hartman. It's Mota's first year in a Crawdads uniform. It's his third season at the down or at the single A level. Spent all of 2023 with Down East and split last year between the complex and single A. Mota 2.65 ERA last year in 32 games. 75 Ks in 51 innings. He'll bring the heat. Facing Owen Carey, the left-handed hitting left fielder. And Carey spits on 94 below the zone. Ball game was cruising along early, but it slowed down here in these middle innings as the Crawdads have posted six unanswered between the third and fifth. Two outs in the top of the sixth, the 1-0 from Mota, too far outside. We're going to see the highest of highs and the lowest of lows this season. That's the nature of minor league baseball, especially with a young team. But to go from the peak that we had on Sunday night to yesterday's no-hitter is a shocking change of climate. 2-0, fisted out to shallow left field. It's Parrish going back the third baseman, and he makes the catch. Carey does not get his A swing off on a 2-0 fastball, and the Green Jackets strand a man as a result. 15 consecutive hitless innings for the Augusta Green Jackets. And we will tell you about the new arm, Jacob Kroger, for Augusta when we return.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Second outing of the season for southpaw Jacob Kroger out of the bullpen. David Rodriguez, 2 1/3, 4 hits, 4 runs, 2 earned, 2 walks, and 4 Ks. He flips it over to Kroger, one of 2 lefties available in the bullpen. Kroger worked 1 1/3 on Sunday, walked 5 batters, and gave up 2 earned runs. When Kroger's got his command, he's a very effective lefty, especially left on left. And that's where he starts against Maxton Martin. 6-0 crawdads in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch fastball. Russell's in at 89 at the knees. Nothing in one on the crawdad DH, who's 2 for 3 with an RBI. Outfield shallow, infield to the pole side. It's bounced up the middle. John Heel cuts in front of Hartman, whiffs on the baseball, and Hartman can't make the play either. Miscommunication between Heel and Hartman on a high chop, and Martin reaches. Green Jackets just can't catch a break. They're going to say hit on that. Gives Martin a 3-hit day. Martin now 3 for 4. Kroger works out of the stretch to Antonis Macias, who takes a called strike. Again, as we talked about with Macias when Jacob Gomez was on the mound yesterday, Macias is listed as a switch hitter, but he's hitting from the left side, even left on left. 0-1. Fouled back, nothing in two. Now, that's not unprecedented across all levels of professional baseball, that for one reason or another, a former switch hitter dedicates solely to one side of the plate, if the numbers are severely swung to one side. 0-2. Called strike 3 at the knees. 3 straight fastballs. And Macias is sent down looking. Cedric Mullins is one such example. He came up with Baltimore as a switch hitter. Switched to left-handed hitting only and promptly had his best offensive season to date back in 21 and 22. Rafe Parrish will turn around. He's a true switch hitter, so he'll swing from the right side for the first time. Strikeout, walk, and single for Parrish. Short lead at first as Parrish takes ball 1. Martin has not attempted a steal. He does have decent speed overall. And was hustling out of the box on that bounce of a single. Kroger checks that way. High leg kick in the 1-0. Fisted out of play on the first base side. Green Jackets trailing by half a dozen, 6-0, the same score that Hickory won by yesterday. 1-1. Kroger from the closed stance fires in a fastball that's popped out of play. One ball and two strikes the count on cleanup man Rafe Parrish. Looking to work his way on for a third consecutive time. Kroger the pitch just below the knees. Montgomery did his best to bring that back up and in. No, sir. Nobody throwing in the pen for Hickory. It looks like Alberto Mota will go back out for the seventh. 2-2. Slider tapped towards the on-deck circle. Knocked down by Pablo Guerrero, who lies in wait. Guerrero, like his brother and father before him, feasts on left-handed pitching. So Kroger will have to be careful with the man waiting. Nothing would delight Jacob Kroger more than inducing a double play here and face Guerrero to lead off the inning. 2-2. Out into shallow center field, charging on steals, and he's there to make the catch. Floated out that direction. Ball's been carrying a bit more than you might expect on a relatively cool afternoon. We are officially into the afternoon. The breeze, when it was blowing, originally was coming in from left field. It then shifted to be in from center towards left, or in from left center field. And now here is Pablo Guerrero. He'll take strike one. Kroger fastball, slider, changeup. Doesn't use the changeup all that frequently. Has a very short, tight slider that he uses against lefties and righties. No balls and a strike. Kroger, a deep breath. Fastball bounced to shortstop John Heel. He goes the easy way to second, and that brings the sixth inning to a close. Kroger works around the leadoff single and fans the next three men he faced. Time to head to the seventh here at LP France Stadium on a gorgeous Wednesday afternoon.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yep, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Heading on to the top of the seventh, Alberto Mota came on for one batter, and he got a prompt pop-up to get himself out of inning number six. Closed the book officially on Brock Porter, and 15 consecutive no-hit innings have been posted by the Hickory Crawdads. It almost feels unbelievable at this point. Colby Jones leads off the seventh in a 6-0 game. Mota's first pitch curveball hops in off the chest protector of Lopez on a short hop. It's a very, very good curveball from Mota. It's been his put-away pitch since he came into the league. Just a biting 12-6 offering. 1-0. Back to that curveball. Too far downstairs. For the curve to work at its best, Mota has to establish the fastball in the zone. Then he can induce those chases, and it does induce plenty of them. 2-0 to Colby. tips the fastball into the mitt. A little bit late on 94. Green Jackets have just looked a little bit off. They're not quite on time for the fastballs that they were barreling so frequently this weekend. 2-1. Curveball below the knees. Jones has been good and patient. Green Jackets have worked their way on base a handful of times today. 3 walks and a hit by pitch. Just hasn't been a hit yet. 3-1 home. Check swing. Appeal to first. Did not go. Colby was already halfway to first. It would have been rather awkward if J.C. Reed said that he had gone around. Jones on for the first time this series. 5th base runner of the day for Augusta. And here's Carlos Monteverde, who has walked twice, been on base in both at-bats, or both plate appearances, I suppose. Mota out of the stretch, he already was, and skips in a fastball. Backhanded well by Jesus Lopez, and then he calls for time quickly to get a new ball for Mota. Short lead for Jones at first. Green Jackets have not attempted a steal yet this week. Good fastball on the outside corner makes it 1-1 on Monteverde. Mota allowed a hit, a walk, and hit a batter in 2/3 of an inning in his previous outing. Gave up an unearned run. That was opening day in Kannapolis. 1-1. Sky down the left field line and foul. Again, Mota just a little bit late. That was thigh high in 94. That's a pitch that we have seen Monteverde get a piece of a couple times already. And something he made a living off feasting on in the complex last year. 1-2. Bounces in with the changeup. First change we've seen from Mota. Looks like the fastball out of the hand. Just not quite able to control it enough to induce a chase. Monteverde waits as Mota asks for a new baseball. Carlos slightly open. Pants hiked high to the knee for the left-handed first baseman. Long sleeves with black-green wrist tape. 2-2. Curveball high and outside. Most players on both teams bundled up. Everybody in hoodies in the dugout. Everybody long sleeves under the green and blue jerseys, depending on which side they're on. For a 50-degree afternoon. 3-2 on Monteverde. The pitch from Mota. Knocked back foul. Carlos just missed that one. Supposed to get slightly warmer as the week goes on. A blessing that will be. Monteverde awaits the 7th pitch of his AB. Here comes Mota. Breaking ball. Strike 3. Froze Monteverde. And he could do nothing but look. First time he sees Alberto Mota's curveball. And it left Monteverde stunned. One on, one out for Douglas Glad. A strong at bat from Monteverde. Ends in the team's 7th strikeout. Douglas Glad 0-2. He takes a changeup inside. And beg your pardon, Glad is 0-1. He's also walked today. His only ball put in play was a pop-up to right field. Supposed to be 60 the next 3 days and 65 and sunny on Sunday. That'll be the best weather we get this week. Glad late on the fastball, 1-1. Once again, Glad, like so many before him, just didn't get the foot down in time on a fastball in the big part of the zone. Jones shuffles off of first. 1-1 delivery. Curveball in the dirt. Blocked very well by Lopez. Funneled it forward, so Jones had no chance to advance. Keep an eye on the forecast the next couple days and stay afloat on Twitter and all your rest of your social media. Because there is some rain in the forecast for the next 2 evenings. Supposed to get 7 o'clock starts Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But we'll see what Mother Nature brings. 2-1 to Glad. Too far outside. Didn't miss by much. a good take from the Green Jacket right fielder. Glaude still just 20 years of age. Out of La Guaira, Venezuela. 3-1. Ball four, low and away. Walk, strikeout, walk. Nothing put in play against Mota this inning. And the Jackets have two aboard. Time called. Lopez going out to talk to Mota before Jake Steele steps in. He struck out and bounced out to the catcher. There's a bit more movement in the bullpen now for the Hickory Crawdads. Down the first base line, a couple different relievers starting to stretch. Nobody throwing yet. Mota in his fifth professional season. ...20 pitches, just 7 strikes. But he's retired 2 of the 4 men he's faced. First pitch to Steels. Outside ball 1, yanked it to the glove side. You could see the tilt on the body of Mota and knew where that one was going. Baby blue glove matching the powder blue uniforms for the Crawdads today. One of 2 times they'll wear the blues this weekend. 1-0. Steels late on the fastball. Into the mid it goes, 1-1. Took a gigantic hack, but came up empty. Jones at second, Glaude at first. Jones has great speed out there. Mota gives him a look, the 1-1. Fastball again yanked to the glove side. Lopez having to dive to his right to pluck that one out of the left-handed batter's box. Neither reliever for Carlos Maldonado, Brock Porter, nor Alberto Mota have shown plus command. But they haven't allowed a hit yet. Fastball below the knees, 3-1. Walk loads the bases for Alan Pineda. See what Steels can get here. 3-1. Mota coming home. Ball 4 off the outside corner. And Mota has walked the bases loaded with 1 out. Bags full, and it's Carlos Maldonado, the skipper, coming out rather than the pitching coach, Landon Hutchison. Maldonado, looking towards his bullpen, has not made a move yet. But it's a conversation right now. Not often you see the manager go out for anything other than an actual pitching change, especially if you have a pitching coach on staff like Hutchison is, and there's no team in professional baseball that doesn't have at least one pitching coach. Shoot, the Fireflies, who were in town over the weekend, had 2. But now, Maldonado will take the ball. So it was a bit of a stall tactic, just trying to give his reliever a little bit of extra time. Maldonado muttering under his breath as he waits for the new arm to come in. Mota cursing into his glove as he's lifted. We step away. 90 seconds, and we're right back as the Green Jackets look to get on the board for the first time.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local trusted and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
It's Eric Loomis's time to shine for his second appearance of the season. He checks in the top of the seventh with the bases loaded and just one out. But the Green Jackets trailing 6-0 and having been no hit now for 15 and a third consecutive innings. Loomis picked up the save on Saturday, April 5th. Two innings, two hits, and no runs allowed. He starts off with Alan Pineda, who has struck out and popped out in foul territory. Loomis just his fourth professional outing after being drafted in the 16th round last year from Missouri State. Corners halfway, middle back here on the infield. And the fastball is called a strike inside corner at 92. Three-quarter delivery for Loomis. Bit of a low slot for him. And good arm side run. Nothing in one on Pineda. Loomis from the stretch spiked it. Backhanded by Lopez, who's done an adamant job of keeping everything in front of him. Nothing has scampered past Jesus Lopez. Jones has not been able to even think about coming home yet. 1-1. Pineda late on a high fastball. Strike two. So many big swings for the Green Jackets today. Just about everybody, 1-9, has looked like they're swinging for the fences. Even Pineda. 1-2 home. Outside. Maybe a bit high as well. Didn't miss by much either direction. Loomis has shown nothing but the fastball to Pineda. And the count is at 2-2. Deep bend at the knees for 20-year-old Alan Pineda. Loomis kicks and deals. Strike three. Pineda goes down swinging. First strikeout of the day for Eric Loomis. Bases loaded, two outs. It's John Heal now with two outs in the seventh. Loomis originally out of St. Louis, went to Christian Brothers High School. First chance to see Heal. John Heal takes a called strike. Outside corner. No balls in a strike. Bases loaded. Green Jackets looking to get on the board. Speedy leadoff man. Swings under a fastball. 0-2. Heal has grounded out on a bunt, lined out sharply to left, and flown out routinely to right. Over the course of two games, he's 0-7 with a strikeout. And behind 0-2 here. Bags full. Loomis coming home. Off the plate. Still nothing but fastballs for Eric Loomis. 23 years of age in his first full professional season. Got his first pro save on Saturday. If he was looking to double up, it would take eight outs to do so. 1-2. Chin-high fastball, and Heal wisely lays off. Runs the count even. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs here in the top of the seventh. Colby Jones at third. Douglas Glaude at second. Jake Steele's at first. All of whom walked against Alberto Mota. Heal waiting. Loomis delivers. Slider. And Heal's able to hold back. It's a good breaking ball. First one we've seen from Loomis. Heal liked it, even though it never really started in the zone. But now the count is full. And both Jones, Glaude, and Steels will all be moving on the delivery. Payoff pitch. Popped up. In foul territory, first base side, Guerrero gets there and runs out of room. hits off the top of the dugout, and we'll do it all over again. Green Jacket pitchers that are in the dugout today were all just waving it foul, trying to push it as strong as they could. Power of suggestion to get that ball out of play and give Heel another chance to swing against Loomis. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming to shortstop John Heel. Loomis, the pitch, fouled back again. Heel on time for the fastball, albeit slightly underneath. Bases loaded, two down. This will be pitch number 8 coming home. Popped up, shallow center field, into the triangle. Everybody going out. It falls for a base hit. 2-run score. Heel sprinting into second. There's nobody there. And finally, we've got a hit for the Green Jackets. And it's a 2-RBI knock to boot. John Heel into the Bermuda Triangle. Scores a pair, and it's 6-2. RBI's 5-6 on the season for John Heel. It's a 2-run double that gets the Green Jackets on the board. Steals went first to third. Here is Eric Hartman. Hartman pulls off the fastball. The Crawdads went 15 2/3 consecutive innings without allowing a hit. But after all the barreled outs, John Heel, a pop-up that falls between four different defenders. Hartman fouls the fastball out of play, nothing in two. It works. It gets the job done. And it gets the Jackets on the board with two men still in scoring position. A base hit here from Hartman, and this game gets really interesting. Loomis the 0-2. Punched out of play and off the facade of the second deck. Still 0-2 on Eric Hartman. Jake Steels is at third, John Heels at second. Great speed, both places. Loomis looks back at second and comes home. Strike three. Tied up Hartman on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. 3 Ks on the day for Hartman, but the Green Jackets get their first hit and get their first couple runs. A 2-run double from John Heel. It's the Green Jackets open. And Kroger heading back to the mound on the other side of the seventh inning stretch.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
6-2, halfway through the seventh, but the Green Jackets are on the board. And Jacob Kroger back to work in the bottom half. Lopez, Torres, and Marquez, 6-7, 8-2 up for the Crawdads. And now Kroger trying to hold the line and give the offense a chance to potentially cut into this four-run deficit. Both runs get charged to Alberto Mota, who goes two-thirds of an inning, does not give up a hit, but walked three and is charged for two runs. Lopez takes a slider outside, 1-0. Jesus, 1-for-3 with an RBI double. Scorched a line drive to score a run back in the third. Kroger fires and misses outside with a fastball. Two balls and no strikes on the Crawdad catcher. Kroger out of the stretch, 1 foot in front of the other. Misses with the heater, ball three. Bit of a lengthy layoff for Kroger in between innings with all the walks and the pitching change in the top of the seventh. Trying to find that command here in the second inning of action. Called strike on 3-0. Kroger worked an inning and a third on Saturday, got the last out of an inning, then worked a clean inning before struggling in the third chance. Line drive out to right field. And right on the money, Douglas Glaude to make the catch. Kroger gets the first out of the inning on a hard hit. Fireball from the catcher, Lopez. Next up, Marcos Torres, 0-for-3, two strikeouts and a pop-up. He's one of just two men on this roster to not yet reach base today. The other, the leadoff man, Jeremy Cabrera. Kroger starts him off with a fastball outside, falling behind both batters that he has faced so far today. Torres open, bright red gear clashing with the baby blue alternate. Spun out to deep left center field. Caught a barrel. Carey going back into the wind. He makes the catch on the warning track. Just kept on going out that way. But Owen Carey able to track the entire time. Two up, two down in the seventh. Tomorrow, weather permitting, the Green Jackets will get Owen Hackman back on the hill. It'll be a matchup of opening day starters between the two teams. Owen Hackman facing off against Caden Scarborough for the Crawdads. Here's Luis Marquez against Kroger. Takes a slider for strike one. Scarborough went three scoreless innings, one run in three innings in the win over the Cannonballers on opening night. Three-quarter swing for Marquez. He's late 0-2. Hackman gave up a career-high seven hits in 2 2/3, but took a no decision as Augusta won 12-7. No balls and two strikes. Kroger looking to retire the side in order and bounces in the fastball. Hardest pitch of his day at 92. Marquez adjusts the helmet. Has yet to be retired today. 1-for-1 with a walk and a hit by pitch. Kroger's delivery. Too far below the knees. Stands open, very open from the right side. Infield shifts to pull. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Kroger home. Ground ball roped to the left side. Diving stop by Jones. Low throw and not dug out by Monteverde. A phenomenal effort from Colby Jones and a low throw. Monteverde couldn't snag it. It's an infield single and a multi-hit day for Luis Marquez. Another great play from Colby Jones at third. It extends the inning for Wadi Mendez. 1-for-2, an RBI single his last time. Ball one, right around the outside edge. Fans have begun to get behind the various batters as the kids keep their energy late in the game. 1-0. Too far downstairs. In standard education day fashion, there's been Frozen sing-along, SpongeBob SquarePants, and multiple announcements for children to please stay off of the top of the dugout. Two balls, no strikes. Kroger with the tan glove under the chin. Outside corner, strike one. Jackets have 3-4-5. Montgomery, Carey, and Jones do up. Big lead for Marquez. Not going. And Mendez is under the fastball. 2-2. Kroger looking for his second scoreless inning in a row. Trying to strand a man at first. Long hold for Kroger. 2-2. Runner goes. Pitch is outside. Great throw from Montgomery. In time to get him. Nick Montgomery cuts down Luis Marquez, who's caught stealing for the first time this year. And that brings the inning to a close. Mendez will lead off the bottom of the eighth. Kroger retires the side in the seventh. New arm coming out of the bullpen for the Hickory Crawdads.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster. And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed.
The 3-1 offer.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. GreenJacketsBaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and, of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit GreenJacketsBaseball.com for more.
Michael Valverde will be the new arm for the Crawdads. It's reliever number 4 on the afternoon for Carlos Maldonado, 22-year-old out of Aswan, the Dominican Republic. Starts off with Nick Montgomery, who's 0-for-3. Strikeout, lineout, and pop out for Nick, who's looking for his first hit of the series like so many others are. Valverde begins with a high fastball, and Montgomery is quite a bit late. Came in at 96, hardest pitch of the day for anybody not named Jeremy Reyes. Reyes got the start for Augusta, went 2 2/3 and gave up 2 runs. Montgomery pats the fastball up high in the sky on the infield. Macias, the second baseman, charging in, fighting the sun, makes the catch. A high sky and not many clouds staring directly into the teeth of the sunlight. Still able to make the catch. For Valverde, it's his second appearance of the season. Had a scoreless outing last time out against the Cannonballers on Sunday. And struck out all 3 outs. Also gave up a hit and a walk. So that's the first out in play for him this year. Owen Carey takes a called strike 1. It's Valverde's first season outside a complex. Spent a year and a half in the DSL. And the end of last year in the Arizona Complex League. Outside 1-1. Career 6.27 ERA. But 58 strikeouts in 37 and a third innings, including 33 in 21 innings last year. He racks those strikeouts up. Breaking ball, check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Carey went on a slider that went bounding to the backstop. Back foot slider so tight, Carey couldn't stop his momentum. 1-2 on the left fielder. Jackets offense within 4. Slider outside. It's a dangerous breaking pitch from Michael Valverde. A lot of intriguing young players on both sides of the ball to keep an eye on for the Crawdads in a rapidly rising Rangers system. 2-2. Fastball bounced to the second baseman. Macias has been busy here in the eighth. Puts it away. 2 up, 2 down. bit easier of a Braves scoreboard recap today, given the fact that neither Gwinnett nor Rome have gotten started yet. As Colby Jones steps in, he's 0 for 2 with a walk. Walked to lead off the seventh and then came around to score. First run of the week for Augusta. The other Education Day game that was going on today was out in Biloxi for the Columbus Clingstones. They're scoreless halfway through the fifth. Biloxi looking for their first win. Gwinnett's in Norfolk at 6:35 and Rome's in Bowling Green at 7:35. The Clingstones got their first win in team history in 10 innings last night from 2024 Green Jacket Drew Compton, who had the game-winning hit. But no score there so far, as Blake Burkhalter has gone four scoreless for Columbus. First pitch from Valverde after a meeting at the mound with pitcher and catcher. It's a slider for strike one. Colby taking that boomerang breaking ball. Target low and out. Valverde going quickly. Slider 0-2. Just freezing Colby right where he stands. Jones chokes up just a tad. Valverde the pitch. Slider. Three breaking balls. Three strikes. It's the first punch out of the inning for Valverde in a perfect top of the eighth. On the bottom half, you're listening live on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours. And of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Not exactly sure this is where Winston Sawyer wanted to be. Catcher Luis Pineda, the designated hitter, is going to pitch the bottom of the eighth. Game five of this season, we have our first position player pitching. Green Jackets did this five times last year. None of them included Pineda. And so we'll see what Alan Pineda in a four-run game can do against this Hickory Crawdads offense. 20-year-old catcher Alan Pineda's on to face Waddy Mendez. 9-1-2. Pineda fires in 77 on the outside corner. So if nothing else, at least he's actually throwing the baseball. Outside ball two. He's missed out to the lefty on back-to-back pitches. Last year, the slowest pitch we got was from P.O. Boucher. He threw one at 32 miles an hour. Fouled back 2-1. Other position players that threw include Joe Olsovsky and Cade Kern. Two balls and a strike from Pineda. And he gets a call at the top of the zone. 2-2 on Mendez. Pineda nods yes to the only sign he's got. On the ground to second base. Gobbled up by Hartman. Over to first. And the leadoff man is retired by Alan Pineda. Jacob Kroger goes two innings, two hits, no runs or walks, and strikes out one. And now, in order preserving arms for the rest of the series, it's Pineda against Jeremy Cabrera. Cabrera, first pitch swinging, pops it out of play. That was 84 miles an hour. Not too bad for Mr. Pineda. It's a very simple delivery. Rock back. Chuck it forward. On the ground to first base. Monteverde knocks it down. Fires to Pineda. Race to the bag. Got there in time. Two batters. Two outs for Alan Pineda. Put this kid in the bullpen already. A four-run game. A position player pitching. You need to have arms available behind Hackman tomorrow. And some of the piggyback arms have already been turned around. Breaking ball. He just threw a curveball in there to Maxton Martin. Pineda drops in the curve. 0-1 on Martin, who's 3-for-4. Back to the fastball. Martin's under 85. No balls and two strikes. Does Pineda have a strikeout under his belt? The 0-2. Breaking ball bounced back to the mound. Pineda jogs over. Underhand flip. And Alan Pineda, in his pitching debut, retires the side-in order. The catcher gets the job done. And we head to the ninth inning with the Green Jackets chasing four. Behind a heck of an effort from Alan Pineda.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Valverde back in action, looking to finish off the ball game. Non-save situation in Carlos Monteverde. Bats for the fourth time. 0-for-1 with two walks. Monteverde takes a called strike from Michael Valverde. Alan Pineda records a 1-2-3 inning in his professional pitching debut, topped out at 85 miles an hour. Monteverde spears this down the left field line, but foul. Sawed himself off. Bat broke nearly in two. And the count's nothing in two on Monteverde, who has not put a ball in play yet today. Two walks and a K. Tomorrow, Owen Hackman against Caden Scarborough. Ethan Bagwell gets the ball on Friday and makes his 2025 debut. Second pro outing for him against Mason Molina. And then Raven Antonio against Anudis Mejia on Saturday. 0-2 in the dirt. Sunday we'll see Luis Arestigueta against Dalton Pence. Molina and Pence both southpaws on the hill for the Crawdads. Another 1-2. Bounce softly to the right side. It'll be snared up by Valverde. And he drops it on over there to the first baseman Guerrero. Green Jackets one hit today. But it was a two-run double from John Heel. A bloop double at that. But inch by inch, the Green Jackets have shown improvement. No hits yesterday. One hit today. Here's Douglas Glaude. Two walks for Glaude and a run scored. Fastball outside, ball one. There are some arms planned to be piggybacks, including Samuel Mejia. Also likely to see Logan Samuels and Brett Sears come in that type of role. Breaking ball on the inside corner, 1-1. As the Green Jackets, in conjunction with the Braves player development staff, try to sort through who's going to start and who's going to relieve this season. Good breaking ball. Glad backing out of the way. It finds the inside corner. Not a preferred result for him. Glad will now have to tighten up after three straight curveballs. It's 1-2. Valverde coming home. Breaking ball called. Strike three on the inside corner. Nothing but curves from Michael Valverde. Glad goes down looking. Jackets down to their final out. Over 3,300 primarily students packed into the attendance tonight. Jake Steeles in his 2025 debut, the last hope for the offense. He'll take ball one below the zone at 95. 33-05 is what was announced. One ball, no strikes. Steals a walk, a strikeout, and a ground out. 0 for 2. Takes a slider outside, 1-1. Or beg your pardon, 2-0. Again, keep your eye on the Green Jackets social medias tomorrow. There's some rain in the forecast, but remains to be seen exactly when. Upstairs, ball three. Not going to concern ourselves with it until the tarp is actively on the field here at LP France Stadium. Both sides would obviously love to see their opening day starters get another turn through the zone. 3-0, inside corner. Steeles was taking all the way. Two runs, a hit, and two errors for Augusta on the afternoon. Michael Valverde in danger of his first base runner. And he will grant it to Steeles on the two-out walk. Second walk of the day for Jake Steeles as the Green Jackets have now pulled together seven free passes in form of base on balls, not to mention the hit by pitch that they got from Eric Hartman. So significantly more base runners than last year, or last night, I should say. And here's the pitcher, Alan Pineda. Pineda takes strike one on the outside corner. Started the day as the DH, but in order to save arms for the rest of the week, Pineda came on to throw the bottom of the eighth and went 1-2-3. 0-1, slider too far above the zone. Steeles trotting off of first base, being held on still by Guerrero. Slider popped away 1-2. Pineda and the Green Jackets now down to their final strike. All the kids whose bus is not yet here are on their feet. 1-2. Inside to even the count. Nearly caught a piece of the bright green jersey of Alan Pineda. Looking to get on base for the first time today. Michael Valverde, the 2-2, fouled back as Alan Pineda went out and met the breaking ball off the outside corner. Pineda looking to extend the ball game, pass the baton on to John Heal. Another 2-2. Fastball, strike three, and that's the ball game. Pineda caught looking, and the Green Jackets fall victim to the Crawdads once again. Hickory continues to have Augusta's number, and for the second consecutive night, they put up six runs and get the W. 6-2 is your final. The Green Jackets get just one hit and yet leave seven men on base. Hickory improves now to 4-1 on the year. It's a very well-rounded team early on. They'll wait and see how Myrtle Beach does to determine if they'll have sole possession of first place in the South five games in. Meanwhile, Augusta falls to 2-3. Back-to-back losses for the first time this year. Jeremy Reyes is the one who takes the loss. He's 0-1 on the year. whereas the win seems like it would go to Porter. A phenomenal start in the professional debut of Brooks Fowler. He goes four hitless innings, a walk in five Ks, but came up three outs short of getting enough outs and enough innings under his belt to be the decisive winning pitcher. Final lines, two runs, a hit, two errors, and seven left on for the Green Jackets. Six runs, nine hits, and no errors for the second straight night for Hickory. And eight men left on base. The win is now going to go to Michael Valverde. So it's Valverde who gets the W rather than Porter. It's Valverde's first win of the season in his second outing. He is now 4-2 on his career, stretching across 2.5 seasons. The first education day ends a bit poorly for Augusta. Luckily, they'll have four more attempts at this fabulous opportunity to win an 11 a.m. baseball game. 2 hours and 27 minutes is the time of this one that started at 11:02, and 33:28 is the official attendance here at LP Franz Stadium. Tomorrow, thankfully, we can play baseball at a normal time, 7 o'clock p.m., the way the baseball gods intended it. Owen Hackman will take the ball against Caden Scarborough. Hackman was phenomenal last year, so the hope is the fact that he was battered about a little bit on opening night was more of a one-off than anything else. There's a lot of faith in Hackman, both from the players and the coaches in this organization. Caden Scarborough is a very solid arm. He went three innings on opening night, so it remains to be seen exactly how stretched out he is. And the Crawdads did use four different relievers today. They also activated Jake Jakelic, and they put a man on the injured list. They sent Nick Lockhart to the injured list, retroactive to yesterday. Lockhart, who was drafted back in 2019 out of Woodgrove High School in Virginia, has dealt with a heavy amount of injuries over his pro career. Lockhart's back on the IL, and almost certainly we'll see Jakelic either tomorrow or Friday. But that's in the future. We know we'll see Hackman and Scarborough. And at this point, we're hoping for good weather and more hits. The Green Jackets do not get no hit after 15 and two-third consecutive innings without a knock. John Heel gets the only hit in the ballgame. A two-run, two-out double that blooped into shallow center field between the left and center fielders and the shortstop and second baseman. Everybody came charging in. Nobody could get there. And when nobody covered second base, Heel just never stopped running. He gets two RBIs. He gets the lone hit, but the Crawdads get the win. And so we will wrap up the Easy Go postgame show and get ourselves well-rested for tomorrow afternoon. 7 o'clock first pitch, weather permitting. Expect us to be here until we're not. Because until proven otherwise, we're going to just assume that rain will miss us. And that the Green Jackets are going to come out ready to swing against Caden Scarborough. But today, 6-2 is the final. Valverde the win, Reyes the loss. Hickory now 2-0 against Augusta and 4-1 on the season. We will see you tomorrow evening, ladies and gentlemen. I've been Noah Adcock-Howeth. Thank you for spending the back half of the morning and the early afternoon with us here at LP Franz Stadium in Hickory, North Carolina. I wish I could say we didn't have to do it again this early, but we do. That's next week's problem, however, and we will see you tomorrow night.